Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha, and this is Kicks and Giggles.
Martha, I have a couple of updates. When I was editing the last episode, I made a whole list of things I got somewhat right and somewhat incorrect. First of all, the Minnetonka Stars penalty shootout for when which went to 11 was against the San Jose Clash in 1997. So I was right about most of it, just not all of it. I really missed an opportunity for a shot, 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 shot reference during the recap of France versus Brazil, and I regret it. I was unable to fully rewatch the Trinity, what I would say penalty in the box in the 94th-ish minute of the game, because one, Peacock is not allowed here, and two, even the angles were just when I did get a copy of it, they weren't great to fully clarify it, but I was there and I know what I saw. One thing I did rewatch was to verify that Angelina did use two hands against Cascarino when she was pulling on her jersey during the Brazil versus France game. So that's that jersey girl action there. And
Yes.
I just want to say that my internet connection isn't always great here. So there are occasionally times when things get choppy and I sound weird, and I am sorry. That will be true for the rest of this podcast. So anyway, that's it. That's my long monologue.
All right. Well, we are recapping the semis. And
Woo-hoo.
first up, we're going to talk about the US versus Germany.
So, Martha, I have to tell you, it was a day ago. I do not remember the game. It was less than 24 hours ago. My stress level was at an all-time high. I don't know if it's because, one, we had tickets to the Brazil-Spain game at the later semifinal, and so we were watching at like a French pub very close to the stadium in Marseille. And as we were walking over from the subway to the pub, a group of six women in Germany jerseys, showed up and started walking in front of us. And I was like, oh no. And our best friend Deb was like, I mean, you don't know what kind of fans they are. They could be chill. And I was like, I'm assuming they are exactly the level of fan that I am. She goes, that's a good point. They are
Yeah,
intense.
and they're in Germany shirts, like.
Right. Then we got to the bar and they were showing the France basketball, men's basketball game. And we had made friends the day before. And they were like, we already asked them to change it. And they said there was only three of us, which was a lie. Like that entire bar was there for the game. And so I was like, well, there's more of us now. And she's like, yeah, plus the German jerseys will really help, which is to say the German fans got us the game. Like they decided to turn it on one TV, then they ended up turning it on all the TVs in the back because that's who was there to watch the game. But there was this brief moment, and I missed like the first maybe 10 total minutes in this exchange of like, what do we do? Do we move? Do we not? Blah, 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 blah. And anyway, there's just like a lot of things that I was reminded about this morning. It was like, remember when this happened? I was like, oh yeah, I do. But I truly think I watched that game in a fog. And we should talk about what I'm gonna hear you tell me about the game, but there is one moment in particular when our friend who's been in France with us turned to me and she after Soph Smith scored, and she's like, that's a goal. Why isn't anyone clapping? I'm like, it's already been called back once. It might get called back again. She's like, I don't think it's getting called back. I'm like, I can't trust it. I can't trust it. So
You can't trust it till the end.
yes. So
Until
I was
I see them lining up in the midfield.
Until and so then Deb was like, it's in the Olympics app. And I was like, okay, it's a blur. So why don't you tell me about the game you watched yesterday?
I watched the game. I watched the two halves at two different places.
Oh.
Let's start with that. So I watched the first part of the game at my husband's work. They have a special collab area. I don't know, but it has this company. There's a room that has games, like a little bar area, and people were watching it there.
So fun.
But I just didn't feel comfortable because everyone was so quiet. Like, Maybe they were cheering, maybe they were not, but I wanted to get loud, and these people were not getting loud. So I was watching it, and I just started commenting on the physicality of the Germans. They were hip checking, like putting their bodies in there. And honestly, I was upset, but at the same time, I wanted the US to hip check back. I wanted them to stand sturdy, but I also feel like we have little birds, not to disparage little birds, but they can float in the air and take the ball with them. However, they can also get knocked down very easily, and I don't want any more injured players. I mean, we already have injured players on the German team. Why are they going to be rough and tumble with other players to increase injury? So I was upset with that. But at the same time, I channeled my mother when apparently I have a story.
I'm
When I was in
ready.
second grade, I was always the good kid, you know, listening to the teachers and stuff like that. My second grade class was a rough class. And there was an instance where a fight broke out and everybody was fighting. Everyone was like throwing stuff. They had to call in teachers to come and, you know, make sure that the class was taken back. My mother was called in because she was a teacher aide, and she said she saw me standing on the sidelines, like just taking cover. And she's like, I wanted you to be in there to fight back. And I was like, Mom, but this is everything you've told me not to do. And she was like, but everyone was fighting. Like, you needed to fight back. You just couldn't be letting yourself get hurt. And then I thought, looking at these US women getting checked, and I was like, you gotta fight back. And I was like, I know that's, we've been taught like to try and be, you know, clean and respectful in this game. And I understand now, like, my mom didn't want to see me get hurt and wanted to, you know, to see me stand my ground in that sense. And I wanted to see the US players just, you know, be that brick wall and not let those German players push them around.
I will say, I think that soccer gets a little more physical when people are a little more desperate. And it worked, right? To some extent, Germany was missing players. And so they were filling in that gap with pushing people off the ball. And it worked. We did not, there was no, Mal Swanson goal in the 28th minute. There were no two more by the half. There it's just I think the stakes were very high, and so the Germans behaved appropriately. And to your point about little birds, you're absolutely right. I have not heard you say that before, and I love it, but it's absolutely like I literally pictured Rose as like a little robin flying away. And it's definitely not always been true, right? You think about like an Abby Wambach, for example, or even a Carly Lloyd. They were not going to be pushed, or even Alex Morgan. Like Alex Morgan just against Colombia in the Gold Cup this year, like got into it with the players being, she's like, I will stop coming for me. I will come for you. And I do wonder a little bit if that's the youth of the players, because obviously youth can make you more like hot-headed, but it also can make you less likely to push back and more less willing to mix it up, maybe. Maybe.
Yes,
I don't know.
maybe. Yeah. I don't
Oh.
know.
But
But it
yeah,
was physical.
it was a very physical game. I'm very, very, knocking on wood, very glad that to our knowledge, no one got injured in a tournament or worse ending way. So
Yes.
now tell me about So Smith's goal.
So I went back. Because I swear I thought Naomi was the one that initiated it, and she did. So, what happened is the German side tried to initiate it by kicking it high up so that their forwards can go for it. But Naomi denied it. She trapped it, caught it, and then she kicked it to Coffee. Coffee kicked it to Mal Swanson. Swanson kicked it to Smith, and Smith kicked it in. So, yes, it was Swanson Smith, but it started with Girma, Naomi
And
Girma.
they are besties. And so I love that for them. There is a picture of the pile up on the field. And like Nay is, one of the last ones there because she's obviously in the defensive line now. It's like, get in there, push everyone out of the way and hug your girl. It's fine. Yeah, that was great. My brother, if you're listening, you know who you are because I only have one, texted me saying they know they can score in regulation time, right? The game was not yet over. We don't make jokes until the game is over and we have won. So that I do remember, brother. Anyway, back to the thing that you literally called because you texted me and I have proof that you were like, I think Naomi started that or commenced, I think is the word you use, which was fancy. Nicely done. Can we just talk about Naomi Girma and Alyssa Nair? Because first of all, we have been literally talking about them since day one. I just want to pat ourselves on the back. Our first two N's in Kicks and Giggles were Naomi and Nair. So
Yes.
we've been here the whole time. But I, there's a picture of them as well, hugging right after the game. Like Nair ran over to Alyssa and like, for people who haven't been following the women's national team forever, Alyssa has always been this incredible, but has not always been as joyful and as exuberant outwardly as I feel like we've seen her be in this particular tournament. And I have to think it's because she's just like feeling the joy vibe. And when I saw Naomi run to Alyssa and hug her, I was like, I bet Nay's part of that because Nay's a leader, man, and you follow a leader. So. Martha, what were you? I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what to ask. Like, I just kind of want to say their names over and over again. But what do you think about our new Secretary of Defense and Deputy Secretary of Defense?
Well, I love them. I enjoy seeing Naomi when she puts a through ball. I mean, you see her in the back just looking. She kicks to the left, to the right, which what annoys me is when people are whistling and in the stands. And I'm like, she is just trying to calculate people. But also that could be the anti-US sentiment happening as well. But when she does decide and sees an opening and puts the ball through, she is on target all the time. And it just looks amazing. And her capacity to break up plays when attackers are coming and to clean things up if there's a miss by one of the defenders or midfield is great. She has great tactics that way. She has great vision and she is awesome. I really like her. As you can tell by all of this praise that I'm giving her.
Yeah, if she
So
deserves it
yeah,
though. Yeah.
love it. And Nair, okay. If you ever see her taking that team picture, she's the one that's not smiling. I was sitting next to a person and they saw her face, like her face was on screen. And the person was like, oh, she scares me. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe she does that also to intimidate the other players, but good. I'm glad. Don't come after Alyssa. She will
Ever.
starfish a block if she needs to, which is what happened.
That save, Martha. Yes, tell us about it.
So Germany could have gotten a goal in. It was so close, right? It was in, it got messy, which, in the box, which people take advantage of, but it was Nair's What, left foot?
And Martha, you and I have talked about this, and I'm sure lots of people in official fancy soccer podcasts talk about this, but like the foot game for goalies is not always strong. Goalies are, unlike every other soccer player, are so good with their hands. They're also like kind of unflinching, which is why, you know, you get to where you are as a goalie, but you use your hands and you dive in. Alyssa Nair has proven, obviously, with her ability to take penalty shots and just put them right away, that she's great with her feet. But a left-footed save in the middle of the air, I mean, what? All right, which brings
Well,
us to the other game, Martha, Brazil versus Spain.
yes. So Brazil versus Spain, you were there with our friend and other friends.
I was there with
I
a
watched on
weird
TV.
amount of people I knew, actually. Someone we went to college with was there, and his family, who we like recognized each other but didn't know each other, but Deb knew him. And then a friend of mine, we actually met up during halftime for a quick selfie and proof of life photos. So anyway, yes, we were at the game. Where were you?
For the Brazil-Spain game, I was actually at work.
Oh no.
I know. I was trying to do some work. But I had the game on and I was pretty loud. And so some of the students walked in and I think I yelled during one of the goals. And they're like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, sorry. I'm
Really
just
excited
watching."
about your education. Oh, I
Yes,
see.
exactly. That's where I was watching the game, and I was trying to figure out how I could take screenshots because I was trying to find you all.
I know, and it's such a
But
shame because I thought we had a full Brazilian flag. We all were decked out in the 9-year-old who was with us, like had a, Brazilian flag painted on her. I mean, we all did, but the 9-year-old was the gimme, right? Several of us had Taylor Swift-esque, like gold freckle tattoo face, temporary tattoos on our face. We were ready, but in the exact same section we were in was a group of Brazilians who were on camera constantly. They had a drum. They
Yes,
had
I
these
heard the
crazy
drum.
hats. And I mean, every time the cameraman even so much as looked in our direction, that's who he went. Which I honestly, I don't remember. Someone said at some point, should we go down there? And I was like, it sounds very loud. And we are not young anymore. So if you have a drum, apparently you get on camera, and I will never get have a drum. So we were in a bit, it was a more mixed crowd, I would say, where we were. Definitely some Spain fans. In fact, there was a young woman in an Alexia Putellas jersey. She was like 3 rows ahead of us. And Martha, I gotta tell you, this girl, I stan her. Even though she was cheering for Spain and I was not cheering for Spain, she was up on her seat screaming. The minute something happened she didn't like, she was into it. Like, so Lorena, the Brazilian goalie, went down a lot during that game. And
Yes.
each time the medical staff would go running out, I made some crack at some point. Like, this is the most of a workout these ladies have gotten all year, because there was a lot of diving on the Brazil side. So the score ended up being 4-2. Brazil won. Hey.
Hey.
The 9-year-old with us said, everyone who I was cheering for won in this tournament. And I was like, great, but who are you cheering for on Saturday? The answer is the US, right? Right. But it's funny because I watched that France Brazil game from the other night, and when the 16 minutes of extra time came up, I think I texted you, I think I texted Deb, and was like, I don't know what happened before I turned on the TV, because I would have said 6, 7, maybe 8 minutes. And having watched them last night, I now know what it was. It was punitive for the constant diving that they do. And Deb actually told me that today, Jenny Hermoso said something like, what the Brazilians do, they're not playing football. And I Disagree, because I do think it's a tactic, but I don't know. What do you think, Martha?
You know what? They're taking a page from men's soccer. I know that
Brazilian men's soccer.
Brazilian men's soccer. There's some other countries
Oh, no, sure.
who do that
Italian
too.
men's soccer. No. Let's be clear. I was just making a Neymar joke, but yes,
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Neymar. Right, they're taking a page. Is it the type of soccer that, you know, a lot of people want to see? Maybe not, or they get annoyed by it. But you know what? Goals.
It was.
It results in goals, and it results in a tactic that could, yes, delay the game, but also that tactic frustrates the opponents. That tactic kind of throws the opponents off their game too, because it's something that like they don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
And so it's difficult for your opponent to control the pace when it's a different, like a different type of playbook. Sometimes I even like call it chaos play.
Yeah, no, definitely chaos play.
And that's one of the things, like one of the things that I've seen is teams, when they are a little bit hesitant about a more powerhouse, we've seen teams play in low blocks or mid blocks. So in a very defensive position, hoping that they can get a counter attack and get a goal that
Yeah.
way. And with Spain, there's a lot of teams that may have played that way because it's Spain.
Yeah.
And coming into the game, Spain was favored. But Brazil said, to hell with this, we'll play how we want to play. Defensive, no, we're going to go for it. And that's what happened. They kept on going. Like, it looked like Spain was just surprised. They're like, what is this team doing?
Yeah, no, it was actually such an interesting. And look, I'm sure people will have more to say about this in the future about sort of what exactly went wrong with Spain yesterday. But it was such an interesting way to watch someone penetrate Spain's veil of inevitability. We saw it a little bit with Colombia, right? But Spain came back, tied it up, and scored and won in PKs. And yet, there is a way to beat Spain. I don't think it has to be the way that Brazil did it. But to your point, instead of just going for a defensive game, they went for an offensive game. And it paid off in a big way. 4-2 is
Okay.
not one. I do think that Brazil's win against France, it was a little bit, defensive, take your opportunities when you get them, score, and then go back to defensive. This was not that. This was, we are going to be shooting constantly when we think you're getting momentum. One of our players, often our goalie, are going to fake an injury to break up the momentum completely and end up adding
Yep.
minutes to the game.
Yep.
And it worked.
It worked.
I hope we don't see more like this. I don't think
Oh.
this will work against the United, I mean, who knows, but I don't think this would work against the United States. I think it was uniquely tailored to Spain in the sense that Spain plays a very specific kind of football and the only way to, they're just so good at what they do that you just have to break it up completely. Like you
Yes.
cannot let them play their game at all, or else they'll take the moments they have to do it. So I don't want this to become a, thing, capital T thing, but it was interesting to watch yesterday.
It was interesting to watch. I mean, Brazil kept on putting pressure. Brazil was fast. And that's the thing. Like Spain, I usually see them like short passes, keep on passing, 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 right? But it didn't work because they would anticipate the pass and just like really run.
Literally run
Block
into the
that.
middle of it. Yeah.
Yes. And then Spain just couldn't keep up. One of the two last goals from Brazil was just got that Cole and
Oh yeah.
one on one and just megged her. Like
Yeah.
that was sick.
It was sick. It was also, I didn't know we were Gen Zers. I feel so young and
No,
cool.
I just
Because it
I
was sick. It's the best word for it.
yes. So like wow, but again, the defensive thinking that hey, it's a straight pass. They're not gonna run for it. No, they do. And
Yeah,
they did.
absolutely. Yeah, we'll see, man. One other thing, Martha, that I personally think is playing a role in Brazil's wins of late is the lack of Marta. Can you remind us why she's not in these games?
She is not in these games because in the regular round of play, she was red carded, or she got a red card. And so the type of red card that she got was had high severity or seriousness. And so instead of just a one game suspension, it was a two game suspension. The Brazilian Federation tried to appeal, but that got denied. So Marta had to sit out for two games, and that's why she wasn't playing. But those two games are up, and she is now free or available to play the final.
Yeah, and I don't, Martha, I've been thinking about this so much. I wonder what it is about Marta's red card that has led to these last two games of seeing Brazil take on France, the tournament host, and Spain, the Women's World Cup winner, and not dominate them, but certainly make mincemeat of them in the end. And so I have two theories, and then, let's see if you agree with either of them or have more of your own. My first is that they're doing it for Marta. I am a Gotham FC fan, and last season, Gotham FC ended up winning the trophy, and a lot of the undercurrent driving them all to keep going and keep winning, even though they didn't have a season where you would have necessarily thought that they were going to win the championship, was the retirement of Ally Krieger. A lot of people were, she sort of became not the mascot of the team in like a cutesy way, but they're like, we're doing it for Ally, making her, one more retire, one more game, one more game, one more game. And there like could be some of that here, right? Like Marta has said she's retiring from international football at the end of this tournament. And she hasn't gotten, ever a gold medal or a World Cup trophy. So that's one. And number two, there's a like not sadder, but slightly more cynical part of my brain that thinks maybe Marta shouldn't be starting anymore. And they're holding on to her, and that her being out on a red means people who should be starting have been starting. Yeah, I don't know. Those are my two theories about the Marta momentum.
Yeah, I definitely think that the first one is true. You are playing for your hero. Like, it gives you an extra momentum to play for them. And second, I think that when she's on the field, they defer too much to her.
Yeah.
And can be inhibiting when you are deferring to someone, of course, that you admire, but this person is getting older.
Still younger than both of us, but
Yes. But it maybe holds them back a little bit because of that.
yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, will she even play? I think she
Oh,
will.
she'll play. Come, Martha. Will
No,
she start?
I think she'll play, but I don't know if she'll start. Like, what if
I don't either.
she? I'm not sure. Or she could start and then get subbed out.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
We will see.
The one thing that like I'm looking forward to seeing how they handle this is both Brazil and the US, they have really fast people up front. And so I saw Brazil playing that long pass forward. We do that too. And so I think we have speed, they have speed, but I don't think they have Garma.
No, they do not. Nor do they have Alyssa Nair.
So I just think that they should protect Garma because that maybe is who they're going to try to isolate and go after.
Yeah, Ingerma we trust. And although I got it, not that I don't think she needs protecting, but Gurma's like her own. She's like a castle and a moat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think either they're going to try to avoid wherever she is, or they're going to maybe try to rough her up and see.
Yeah, we'll find out. Martha, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you could pick anyone, then one of our forwards, so the trident to score the first goal in the final on the US women's national team, do not pick a Brazilian. Who would it be?
Okay, you know who it is. You know who I would want.
No, I don't. I mean, I
Yes, you
just,
do.
who is it?
Yes,
Tell
you
me.
do.
Tell me.
I think I would, I think I want it to be Naomi Garma.
So funny because I was like, if I know, then it's Naomi.
Yeah, you know, because look, there was a point also in that game
Yes.
where she from the back started making that play forward as if she was in that mid position.
Yes.
She can so do this.
She has such a powerful foot on her. She's taken shots during this tournament already. And yeah. No, that's a great answer. It would have been my answer if you hadn't said it. But since you did, I'm gonna go with Tierna Davidson.
Yes.
I think I could see a Tierna scored for us before. And I could see, thank God she's back. I could see her. You know, a good Trinity cross, or even probably more likely a set play from Mal or Rose into the box. And then Tierna, you know, heads it right in over the heads of all the divers. I said it. I was for them yesterday. I'm anti them now. My father, when his middle granddaughter asked, no, who do you cheer for when the US plays Italy? And he said, I win either way. So Deb has really enjoyed that. And so she's saying that about the game on Saturday. And I was like, yeah, but Deb, I only win one way. So the bronze medal game is on Friday. Spain versus Germany. Wild. Can't wait to see what that looks like. And I will be there in Lyon.
Nice.
Yes. The final match is on Saturday. I will also be there, Martha. I
Woo-hoo!
had tickets to another event at the same time and ended up buying a ticket, being like, well, if the US doesn't make it, I'll just sell the ticket. And then today I sold the ticket to the other event. Sorry, track and field. I'm excited. I am nervous already.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect anything different. I'm nervous too.
Sure, true. But hey, we're going home with the medal, right?
Yes, I just want it to be gold.
Me too.
Well, if you have questions, email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N, as in no sleep till Paris. Giggles 2024 at gmail.com.
I mean, they can sleep before Paris.
They should.
But we're going. We're going hard.
Yes, we're going hard. I mean, you're actually going.
I'm also literally already in Paris and they are too. So maybe we'll all get some sleep, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
All right, Martha, we got this. We'll see you guys in a couple days.
See you in a couple of days. Bye.
Bye.